Crossing over to Berkeley, California, joined by a member of Syria Solidarity Movement, Mr. Paul Larudi. Thank you so much for being with us once again. We see the Syrian representative telling the United Nations that his country does not have chemical weapons, nor has it used chemical weapons. And yet we have seen over the years the condemnation by the UN, the US, and some other Western countries against Syria. And I want to look at that aspect of it. On the one hand, we have that condemnation continually there. And on the other side, as he's talked about, entities such as the United States or Israel, for example, their names are never brought up, nor are they ever condemned for causing so much havoc in the region.
Yeah, they're not brought up because the news media are controlled by Israel and the United States. And even you could say in the United States, to a large extent, they're controlled by Israel and Israel's agencies, their friends, their influence peddlers. So this is why we don't hear such things. I mean, the simplest logic and the simplest, the barest facts point out that there's absolutely no reason, no advantage for the Syrian army and government to use chemical weapons, and yet they're accused of using chemical weapons. There's only one reason for chemical weapons to be used, and that is to bring all the military might of the United States down upon Syria in order to declare war. At the same time, there's no excuse for the United States to be in Syria. They've made all kinds of claims, starting back in 2012 or perhaps even 2011. They said that they have no desire for regime change, that they will provide only non-lethal aid to the so-called rebels at the time. Well, we see where that ended up. Now you've ended up with 19 American bases in at least three different regions of Syria itself, illegally, without the invitation of the Syrian government, and at least 2,000 American military personnel in Syria. This is an invasion.
And yet, as we've just said, nothing is said about it. So what is the key, Paul? What has to be done? As I said, we continually hear complaints at the United Nations about various countries, but what is it going to take to change those complaints into some type of reality that these entities, these countries, have to pay for the chaos that they're causing in the region and the world, actually?
Well, Dr. Jafari put his finger on it. At the center of all of this is Israel, which is the troublemaker in the Middle East. They're trying. Israel has always felt from its very beginnings that the way to protect itself and to use its influence and to have its way is to create constant war in the Middle East, hopefully without them having to lose their lives. Send the United States into Iraq, for example, and put Iran and Iraq against each other, and all these kinds of things in order to cause mayhem and destruction throughout the Middle East, periodically destroy Palestinians. They are at the center of this. It's going to require a change in the balance of power. And I think that's happening. It's, in fact, Syria and Iran and Russia and some of the other countries, China as well, are beginning to move in that direction. They're beginning to dump the United States. And even European countries, Germany, for example, are tired of the United States causing them to lose money, to not be able to take advantage of opportunities for trade with, let's say, Russia and Iran and all this sort of thing. So I think things are changing. And it just the United States just isn't getting the picture, and they won't. They won't. They won't get the picture. They won't understand, because the influence of Israel and Israel's supporters in the United States is so strong that they are ready to destroy every last American and every last dollar and every last piece of military equipment in the United States in order to get what they want. They don't care about the benefit of the United States.
Okay. And on that note, I appreciate you being with us out of Berkeley. Paul LaRudy, Syrian Solidarity Movement.